All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is another edition of the Cross and the Crescent Discussion Group, or here on Blog Talk Radio, the Global Patriot Radio Network. We call it the Real Interfaith Dialogue. On this show, what we do is we try to reach out to Muslims and discuss the differences between both of our faiths in not only an honest manner, but also in a courteous and respectful manner. Today, we're going to be discussing today, we're going to be discussing a topic that was debated this past week between a friend of ours. I'm not sure if I'm spelling or pronouncing your last name correctly, George, but George Bogue. George debated the Imam Kenny Bomer on his radio show, his podcast, his TV show, whatever he wants to call it. And the topic of the debate was the reliability of the Bible. So we're going to let George come on today, and we're going to let him discuss what he did discuss there on Kenny's show. I don't know who that was. And also his feelings on it, how he was treated, and just give us an overview of what happened. And then we'll have some interaction while we're going through this. And then at the conclusion of this, we're going to do that for about an hour. And then in the second hour of the show, D.L. Tate and our friend Adam Secret, they're going to be discussing Surah 544 and how the Bible should be viewed by our fellow Muslims. Okay, so George, can you come up on mic, sir? Are you there? It can hear you loud and clear. It is really a blessing and a joy to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. So let me ask you, sir, is the Bible reliable? Hey guys, let me jump in here real quick. For those of you who are not planning to comment or opine in this, this is what I hate about StreamYard. I'm getting messages that people are trying to join, but there's no room. So if you guys just want to listen over on Facebook, we're streaming this live over on Facebook, Facebook, I'm across the Crescent page, or over on our YouTube channel. You can also hear it there. So, anyway, okay, go ahead, George. I just put it up. I didn't know if you wanted to. Yeah, go ahead. Well, then hold on, George. I'm not sure if you know the standard rule on this show. When we mention Bart Ehrman, we must say Bart Ehrman. May Allah be pleased with him. That's he's so cited by my, that's why we say that. I mean, it's a joke, and you know, it's actually brought up to me by Nassam, who's genuinely I'm not sure if you know who he is, but he comes to the show every now and then, and he says, well, that's very disrespectful. No, not what Bart says. What Bart says is very disrespectful, so we don't really give him a lot of respect here. Go ahead, Adam. Okay, but Adam, I get that, but this is about the reliability of the Bible. We shouldn't be criticizing the Quran here. Don't expose their hypocrisy at all. Don't do that. And yeah, no, we appreciate that. And the thing is that when we start bringing these things up, and the reason why I said I was just being kind of facetious when I told George that this is about the reliability of the Bible is because every time you bring this up, it's always the deflection to the Bible when you mention how many differences there are, variants within the extant Quranic manuscripts out there. So when we start bringing that argument, you know, they're always going to argue, you know, well, the Bible has so many variants in it also. Okay, George, go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Rob posted here in chat. It's as always, he's always on point. But it says right here, it says the very worst Greek manuscript now in existence contains enough of the gospel in unadulterated form to lead the reader into the way of salvation. So it isn't just a matter of, you know, small differences and say, oh, well, there's, you know, all these corrections. Like Kenny was trying to pass off, there's been all these corrections and there's been all these, you know, we have all these differences and we have the different types of Bibles. Every single one of those Bibles that he mentions, number one, the differences, not one of them leads to any type of question on any core teaching of Christianity. That's the most important thing to understand, because when you start bringing up these silly little differences, it changes nothing about our core beliefs. But number two, when he starts bringing up the differences, 99.7, this is according to Dan Wallace also, 99.75% of those differences, that are the variants that we find in the Quran, are nothing more than misspelled. Because they didn't have a Webster's Dictionary back then. So they're misspellings, they're punctuations, they're different uses of people's names. So when we start looking at these arguments, they're all facetious, and we're definitely going to let someone have it on Tuesday night. But George, we want to get back to you. I'm sorry, but those are great points, guys, and I appreciate that. George, what we had our friend Rob Rowe wanted to make a comment that addresses part of what you're saying right now, but I think he backs it more up to the variance. Rob, if you'd come on and speak about that for just a minute. I got it. It's Dominic. That's okay. Hi, Dominic. Good to see you. Adam, that's hour two. That's hour two. Don't be tipping our hand here. All right. Thanks for coming, Rob. Good to see you. Hey, let me just jump in here. Okay, George, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you back on next Sunday. And what we try to do is we try to have a little more interaction than what we're getting right now, other than having Robert call everybody a dirty Kaffir. what we want to do is we want to make it more conversational. But the information that you're bringing today is just absolutely phenomenal, and we do appreciate it. And you know, the thing is that when we put these videos out there, we have a website. If you're not all paying attention, at the bottom it scrolls the websites cross, or it's crossingthecrescent.com. All of these videos are uploaded there, so people can watch them as many times as they want to in order to digest the information that they're. What? And what I'll do, right? And what I'll do, George, is I'll be glad and I'll IM you and let you know exactly when we're going to be able to do that. Next Sunday, I think, Robert, if I'm not mistaken, we have the Muslima coming on. Right, and hey, George, if you don't mind, when you were negotiating, or you and Kenny were going back and forth on how to debate, who, you know, what was going to be said, he sent you an email. Would you mind if I read that here? Because you'd sent it. Okay. All right. I'll just leave that out then. And the thing is that when you have somebody that has a duplicit standard, I think that clearly illuminates hypocrisy and duplicity on his part. And we're just going to leave it. We'll just leave it at that. That's okay. Whoa, what did I do? Oh dear. Okay, guys, I am definitely going to hear about this one. I removed his screen, and when I removed his screen, evidently I removed him. So when he comes back on, if there are invectives coming from him, just know that I'm apologizing to everybody first. Okay, here he is. Okay, hold on just a second. We're going to hear it. Oh, boy. Okay, Robert, are you there, Robert? Okay, hold on. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead. No. Okay, all right, listen, what I did was when I went to remove your screen share, evidently it bumped you out too, so. All right, go ahead, what you were saying, go ahead. That's not true. You do not know what those Jewish bankers are sending us every weekend. Yeah, go ahead. Sure. Yeah, if I don't boot you first. Okay, let me drag this over here. Okay, Quran corpus, the corpus of the Quran. Okay, let me share my screen because last time I tried doing this, it was blinking. Thank you, George. We appreciate you coming on today. And I'll be in touch with you as far as rescheduling and getting back here to finish up what we started. All right, DL, what was the verse? Yeah, go ahead, Issa. That's what started. Well, that's not what started it, but that was part of it. It's a you know, and it's boring, really, is what it is. But the fact of the matter is that after Ariel Gonzalez was doxxed by Ajaz Ahmad, this whole thing started steamrolling, and the hypocrisy that we saw from them is that he came out and said, well, I condemn whatever happened, even though he's given the platform for it. Long story short, I confronted him about it, and now he's threatening to do the same thing to me that I just had done to Ariel, that Kenny had condemned, but he still wants to do it to me. So it's... It is, but I'm not... Well, that's your exact... Right, yeah. And you're exactly right, Ethan. I mean, you know, I'd ask you to stop making sense, but it makes all the world sense, and we appreciate that. Because he's exactly right. When you start engaging in these types of discussions, you are going to be, I mean, these are some of the most deeply held core values that we all ascribe to. And when you start questioning those, or you start misrepresenting those, people are going to get upset. But the difference is that we still engage in a dialogue. We still do that. We don't threaten to say, hey, I'm going to, you know, come over and, you know, like they did over in France and cut that one school teacher's head off, for crying out loud. We just don't do those type of things here. It's crazy. Yeah. This is exactly what this and this picture right here by Bosch Boschman is, you know, sums it all up on this whole deal. What's up?
Can you help me pull the tree out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now?
They're supposed to be coming to pick it up. My phone has been blowing up.
I'll be back in 30 seconds, guys. 30 seconds.
Somebody offered me $50, and then I said no. It's worth $60.
So, all right. So, DL, you were going to make a point about Surah 37, Ayat 154, and through 57, right? Okay. Well, let me just. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read it to you. Maybe it'll jar your memory. Okay. Yep. George is still here. Right, and it dealt with the Quran not saying that the Bible has been corrupted, but actually affirms the scripture, I think is what. Right. Okay, Yusuf Ali says in 37.154, what is the matter with you? How judge ye, how is Elizabethan, will ye not then receive admonition? Or have ye another, or have ye an authority manifest? Then bring ye your book of authority, if ye be truthful. There's a lot of ye in there. I mean, that's just. Well, that was Yusuf Ali. Do you want me to? Okay, so let me go to Pickthall. Okay, all right. So let me just do the Sahih International. What is wrong with you? How do you make judgment? Then will you not be reminded? This is better. Or do you have a clear authority? In 157, then produce your scripture if you should be truthful. First, say, O Muhammad, have you considered that which you invoke besides Allah? Show me what they have created of the earth, or did they have a partnership in creation of the heavens? Bring me a scripture revealed before this, or a remaining trace of knowledge, if you should be truthful. Right. Common mantra. We had Dominic Shields in the chat said that that's a standard Muslim doctrine, that all Muslim prophets never sin, including prophets like David. And it's obviously not true. My understanding on that, and I think I don't want to get off topic, DL, because I know you and Adam want to jump onto yours. But my understanding is that, okay, they say that they did not sin only when they entered into that period where they had became prophets and they were speaking on behalf of God. Well, right, it doesn't say that, but this is what it was taught. Okay, I just want to make sure. What verse? Why is that significant? Explain that just real quick. That's right. Okay, so I just want to make sure everybody understands. Just want everybody understands. Muhammad has been a prophet for years now, and this is coming at the very end of his prophethood. And it was saying that he's already been sinning and still going to sin in the future. All right, so one thing and one thing only. Go. DL. Fine. I'll IM you tonight, and we'll get your next appearance here, Nugged Al. All right. We appreciate you, George. Thank you for spending your time with us and your knowledge. Thank you so much. All right. God bless. All right. DL, where are you is? Well, there you are, right there. Okay. So you were going to go to Surah 544. Am I correct on this, or did you want to start someplace else? The Torah and the Gospel. John is probably that guy's multitask like crazy. So go ahead. See, so they're comparing the Torah and the gospel with that. Okay, so hold on. Let's just make sure we understand this. This verse right here, 3:3, is saying that the Quran confirms what is written in the Torah and the Gospels. So if the Quran contradicts what is in the Torah and the Gospels, then which one are we supposed to be going with? It means book. It's a book is what it means. Hello. No, that's just, okay, that's a variant reading of what it means. So go ahead. Hold on, Robert. Yeah, CL. Yeah. Okay, let DL. Go ahead, DL. Go ahead. That was my boom. I'm sorry. No, it was my boom. That's my fault. Sorry. Okay, we're going to verse 2 of 3. What was that? Okay. Can you back up just a second? Okay, so he's saying, and we gave to him, Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, all of them, we guided. Okay, so when he guided Lot, was he guiding Lot when he was in the cave with his two daughters? I'm just, you know, let me just, you know, I don't mean to get nasty here, but this was one of Kenny's objections to George's, to the, you know, the reliability. Oh, the Bible sanctions incest. Sorry. I'm just, this is Tuesday. I'm just telling you, Tuesday is not going to be funny. Yeah, okay, so let me just get, okay, I just wanted to get a clarification. Robert, let me get a clarification here. Okay, so when this verse says we gave him, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of them, we guided. So is he saying that he guided Job? Okay, so this is a common Islamic belief that Job was a prophet, which no Christian, I don't know of any Christian or Jew that thinks that Job was, I mean, is there a sect out there that we're missing? All right, Dale, go ahead. I'm sorry for go ahead. Well, that's what I'm, wasn't that what I was just pointing to? Did I say Lot? Okay. All right, thanks. Robert. Look, okay. Okay, let's say it's a detailed explanation. Now, when people do an analysis of the Quran is probably the most vague and ambiguous book out there when it comes to naming places, when it comes to naming names, and when you try to compare that to the Bible and say that, okay, it provides a detailed explanation, that's just a lie. I mean, that's just an abject lie right then and there. If you were to sit there and try to say, okay, well, you know, if you want to prove that the Quran is false, that right there in itself tells me the Quran is false, because it doesn't provide a detailed explanation of diddly squat. Okay, Adam, let me just tell you where this comes from. Robert Off obviously has spent way too much time on Pal Talk, and he's exhibiting a form of the PTSD from all that interaction there. Where he would get, I mean, I know you and I, we both sit here and laugh at this, but these are the type of responses that are commonplace. I've had several people call me a capper. I mean, it is. I'll tell you where I got it. There was a show that used to be on Blog Talk Radio a number of years ago, hosted by a Muslim. And the guy that hosted was generally a really decent guy. You know, I disagreed with him as the days long, but he was generally a decent guy. Well, he starts bringing on guests, and then one of these guests ends up becoming like a co-host. And his co-host kept using the word Kafir when referring to non-believers. So I called in and I said, look, this is, you know, when you start using that word again, you know, as people, as just non-believers, I understand what that word means and how derogatory it is. And the guy had the temerity to say is, I have never once used the word kafir on this show. And Eric, if you can find just one instance where I've used it, I'll apologize. But what you need to do right now is, okay, hold on a second. You need to apologize to me. I'm like, okay, so while the show's going on, I went back through, and I knew exactly where he had used it. I went back, and I said, okay, can I play this for you? And I played it for him, and he called me a dirty kafir, right? On the show. And I'm like, dude, what? So this is the insanity that we get from this. We got 12 minutes. Okay, so let's get back on topic so we can close it out. All right, we'll find it. Okay, Robert, find it. And then we'll share your screen. Okay, let Adam finish up and then we'll play it at the end of the show. And Adam, let me just make one point about that. We know what was between their hands in 630. We know that the Bible that we have today is the same Bible that they had in their hands at that time. So if you're in doubt, O Muhammad, about that which we have revealed to you, then ask those who have been reading the scripture before you. The truth has certainly come to you from your Lord, so never be among the doubters. Okay, I'm going to stop sharing your screen. Adam, stop. Hold on. Adam, stop sharing. Okay, so I don't want to boot you like I booted. Robert. on. Let me get this up there. There we go. Oh, this is our brother Stephen that was on Radio Free Kafiristan last. Yeah. So this is just the. Okay, where is this coming? Where is this teaching come from? I mean, where does this come from? No, so he was basically broadcasting this information on a satellite which was out worldwide. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this up. We're nearing the end here. And, you know, I've seen, you know, we can sit there and mock that, but I've seen some, you know, other religious groups out there, to include Christians, that have worn some really crazy hats. But that does look like a Santa Claus hat. It really does. We would, nothing wrong with the Santa Claus hat, but that's what it looks like. What do you want to mock the Quakers for? The Quakers are like some really passive. Okay. Okay. All right, guys. We're going to make this a wrap. Okay, so we had a good time today. A lot of interaction, and I appreciate that. We appreciate George coming on and for presenting the facts that he has as far as the reliability of the Bible. Yeah. And also DL and Adam, we appreciate you guys for not making so much sense. These guys, I'm going to tell you right now, Adam is an apostate. So, Adam, I wouldn't be out in public, and they might eat you or something. But... right, I got the 90-second wave here from BTR. Okay, so and DL, you know, of course, the DL scholarship is always just far and above what others are providing here. So, you guys, we appreciate all the work that you've done for today. We will be back here next Sunday in the Cross of the Crescent discussion group. Dr. Robert Wells, you need to be working in. No, you can't contact that. Okay, what I'll do is I'll contact that Muslima. Yeah, you can't. Okay, I'll contact her and I'll see if we can get her scheduled for next week. And then, of course, we'll have another topic, maybe bring George back on and have him finish up what he was doing. But, guys, thank you so much for coming out here and spending your Sunday afternoon. All right, God bless you all. We'll see you next Sunday on the Cross and the Crescent discussion group. We'll see you Tuesday. Hey, stop by Tuesday. We'll see you all then. God bless. Okay, BTR, have a great day. Okay, I thought I ended the show. There we go.